10 years ago, Michael Jackson passed, but has left a legacy. Today we have probably one of the best impersonators of Michael Jackson globally. D'Antonio is with us. Oh, that's a music video that's coming in there now. I'm like, what? What's happening?
It's Chris Tucker.
Was it Chris Tucker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then wasn't Eddie Murphy and Iman in that music
in the,
video?
In
yes. The, is that the same one?
Is it Black or White?
No.
Remember the time.
Thank you. D'Antonio told us. Thank you, D'Antonio. I mean, that's the only reason we have you here, to help us with our brains. All right, so he might even be able to do a performance for us, like maybe a montage of some
so
favorites.
Early.
Maybe. I mean, you're a good coffee, right? We can give you some time to, like, warm up. Are you okay with that?
We'll see how the voice goes. Usually the voice is asleep until 11 o'clock.
I'm voting on a yes. send through the positive voice energy vibes. Hopefully we'll get a squeeze up. Otherwise, I'm happy to sing.
I mean, Nicole.
I've been waiting for my opportunity for a long time. You don't have to convince me. We'll see where it goes, and hopefully it will not be me.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Expert speaks on Eskom's woes and Balula welcomes arrests for train fires.
In your sports, it's the Cape Town Sevens this weekend and it's the Telkom knockout final between Sundowns and Maritzburg United.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning for 5 News. I'm Sibs Machiela. Energy expert Ted Bloom says a lack of clear messages from government on the Eskom crisis has created panic among consumers. Consumers are raising questions about the real cause for Eskom escalating its load shedding to stage 6 on Monday. President Cyril Ramaphosa, who cut short his state visit to Egypt on Tuesday, has since ordered an investigation into what he described as acts of sabotage at Eskom. The power utility has given the assurance that it will not implement load shedding from today until Monday on Reconciliation Day. Blom says South Africans are unlikely to see an end to Eskom's problems anytime soon. Meanwhile, Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula has welcomed the arrest of 2 teenagers accused of setting 18 train carriages alight in Cape Town last month. The pair, aged 14 and 15, were caught after one of them was recognized in the identikit that Metrorail had released. The suspects are expected back in court in January next year. They remain in juvenile custody. Balula spokesperson Ayanda Ali Payne says investigations are continuing to determine the motive for the attack.
The investigations into the motive for the attack continue. The possibility that the minors were acting on the instruction of adults who had malicious intent has not been ruled out.
The EFF says the South African News Editors Forum, or SANEF, is disingenuous for calling on